On the roads, AAA estimates nearly 44 million Americans will travel by car this holiday weekend with the most expensive gas prices we've seen since 2014. News Nation correspondent Marky Martin joining us live from Dallas. Marky, after the past year, and there were so many restrictions last summer, this holiday finally feels close to normal. People ready to get out of town. So what's it looking like there?
Yeah, they are. I might also add road trip snacks. Very important, Adrian. And Adrian, you've lived in Dallas before. You know this 5 o'clock rush hour traffic mixed with the very beginning of a long holiday weekend. It's just pure madness. So many people ready to get out of Dodge. But it's not just here in Texas. Roadways across the country are about to break records.
Despite the highest 4th of July gas prices since 2014, this weekend is expected to be the busiest Independence Day ever on the roads.
I don't know who can afford it if you're not rich.
AAA expects almost 44 million cars to hit the highway as Americans have finally had enough of staying home. Some experts calling it the revenge travel phenomenon.
People are going to travel regardless of the prices, just to see family and friends. So I think it's just, it is what it is.
Another 3.5 million people expected to fly for their long weekend, up dramatically from last year's 4th, but still down from pre-pandemic years.
I think people are still kind of afraid to get on an airplane and travel. So I mean, that's why we rented a car and took a road trip.
Whether you're flying or behind the wheel, you certainly won't be alone.
Pack your patience and budget and time, because you're going to have a lot of company. Whether you're flying, you're going to have a lot more people at the airport, the TSA lines are going to be longer, or when you're on the road, you're going to be encountering the old-fashioned traffic jam, stuff you haven't seen in a year. You're just going to have a lot of company on your vacation, so keep that in mind.
And across the country, police say they will be out in full force, watching for speeders and aggressive, dangerous driving.
Buckle up, slow down, move over for emergency responders, and never drive while impaired or distracted.
Yeah, wishing everybody a very celebratory but safe 4th of July. And you know, international travel is still down, so I really think a lot of folks are rediscovering the all-American road trip, the great outdoors. AAA also telling us today some of the top destinations for this summer are going to be Orlando, Anaheim, and Seattle. Adrian.
It's going to stimulate the economy in a lot of cities. Those hotels back open again after we saw so many closures last season. So shout out to all the folks in DFW. Please be safe.